This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Lush northern Michigan has always been attractive to people living in urban areas. When the pandemic struck, plenty of city residents headed up north. But this migration has flooded the housing market. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner has the story.
Andy McQuillan was an essential worker for his job as a vendor at Home Depot in Ypsilanti. When COVID cases peaked in the spring, everyone started home improvement projects. Maskless people often came really close to Andy.
I just started to have panic attacks in the aisle of Home Depot. I was just like, I can't take this anymore, and it can't be this bad up north.
This summer, Andy and his fiancée Becky packed their stuff and moved to Traverse City, where a friend sublet them his rental home. Andy and Becky quickly found new jobs in town. Becky at a bank, Andy with the Traverse City Whiskey Company. They lived three blocks from the bay and found a great vegan restaurant. But a few weeks later, their landlord raised the rent $400. They began looking for other places near town, but couldn't believe the prices for a one-bedroom that would allow dogs.
We just started to notice an overall pattern of, like, well, we don't want to be like them. You know, we don't want to go bankrupt either renting to live here or spending all our gas to get here.
Becky and Andy had saved up a bit, so they decided to look for a house in the Cadillac area, which was close to Becky's family. They had sticker shock there, too.
We thought just up here, houses were a dime a dozen and, you know, more affordable, and there's always going to be land. And typically the scraps that we end up finding, it'll be like 0.12 acres, you know, not even enough to garden on, and all the, you know, wood is rotten around the windows and stuff like that.
The couple admits they were a little naive as first-time homebuyers, but the pandemic market was also in full swing.
And I'd have like seven houses picked out, and I'd come, like on Thursday, I'd have like seven. We'd be like, okay, here's the list, here's the times. Friday, the realtor would be like, so four of those have pending offers. And then the next morning she'd be like, and two more of those now have pending offers. So there's just one left for you to look at. Do you want to drive all this way?
It seemed to Becky and Andy they were always one step behind. Then they overheard something at a bookstore that really shook them up.
This customer goes up to check out the book and is talking to the owner behind the counter. And she says, hey, you know, I don't know if you know me, but like I know your mom.
Then the woman asked the clerk if her recently deceased grandmother's home would be up for sale soon.
I was just like, this is what we're up against? Poaching dead grandmas?
Yeah.
Like, that's harsh. I knew it was bad, but whew, that was next level.
Dave Wilsey, the board president for Aspire North, a realtors association, says he sees couples like Andy and Becky all the time now, looking to relocate to northern Michigan.
There are younger people moving to the area.
Dave says people from all over want to put down roots, many for the first time. He says right now there's additional incentive to buy a home because interest rates are historically low. But he worries the hyper-competitiveness may be obscuring the true value of these properties.
You know, at a certain point, it's like this behavior like shouldn't happen, because if you look at it 2-3 years down the road, like, is that home going to be worth that?
Right now, the couple is living at Becky's parents' house in Manton. It's been a decade since Becky lived at home, but she's enjoying it. She's learning from her dad, who's a skilled woodworker. Andy's thinking of starting up a Facebook group for vegans or indoor plant enthusiasts.
You know, assuming if as many people are trying to get out of cities as we are, there's already people like us that have potentially moved here over the last few months that, you know, had the same plan and hope that we did.
They're saving money living at home, holding out that the market might quiet down in a bit, and still dreaming about what home could be.
Ideally, just 5 acres or less. I mean, right now we're settling for like an acre or less, but two bedrooms just so we can have a guest one day when it's safe. Some south-facing windows, obviously, for all the plants. She likes too many built-in bookshelves for her too many books.
Andy says they don't want much, but it's what most people are looking for now, too. I'm Taylor Wisner.